We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Samech Amud Aleph, and we are beginning around 5-6 lines from the top of our two dots, but we're going to say over the Gemara on the Tessa and Beis. The Gemara says, on the Tessa and Beis, Tana Rabbanan, Anusas Atzmai, Mufutas Atzmai, Lo Yisav, Vimnosa Nosui. That means if someone, a Kayin Gadol, is Ma'ana someone, and then he's going to marry her. The problem is she's a ba'ul already, so you're not allowed to marry her. But if you marry her, it works, it says in the Gemara. But anusas chaveru, mfutas chaveroi, you're not allowed to marry because she's a ba'ula. And im nasa, it's machlekes if the child's a chol or not. Blazim Yaakov says, avlad chol, chomerim avlad kosher. So that it said, anusas atzma, futas atzma, im nasi, nasi, what's pshat? So the Gemara says, we'll start inside from the intestinal bays in the bottom. Im nasi, nasi, am rav hunu, am rav, am waitzi beget. But you still need to get. It's not proper to marry your own anusa because she's a ba'ula. But in nasi it works. But it says you need to get. So el ha'adotani nasi nasi. What's an negeya? What's the negeya that the marriage worked? Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Loimar Shem Shalom Knas Mafuta. The halacha is that if someone's mafata a woman, a naira, the halacha is that you have to give her, either you marry her or you give her 50 kesef. So here, if you married her, you don't have to give 50 kesef anymore because you married her. So therefore, the k'masma shem shalom k'nas. So you have to give her a get. So get. Oh, so frey taisvis. What about a ksuba? You have to give a ksuba anyway. What are you gaining? I gain anything? A top taisvis. Keeping the boy a get is like ksuba. So what are you gaining? So taisvis answers the nafkamino will be is maybe she's meichel the ksuba, but it's a good kasha. Or nafkamino, you don't have to pay from idias. You don't fit midias. That's not gemina val kaponim. It's a good question. What happened to ksuba val kaponim? The first man they ever holds that it's really have to give a get. It's not good. You have to give her a get for this marriage. But the Gemara says also Rav Gaviyam and Beikhasa Amar Shmaitzik Kamei the Rav Ashi Amar Leiva Rav Yechon Tavar. Both Rav Yechon say in this case you tackle let us stay married. Why? Because the halacha is by Geras Umukaseitz La Yisa a Kohen Gadol not married by Geras Umukaseitz. But by Nasi Nasi if they get married it works. Why? Because the Svara called Alma Soifalias Begeres Tachtov, Soifalias Mukasets Tachtov. Since this is going to happen under him anyway, so therefore, she's sure to become Begeres anyway. So it's a difference of sure going to happen, so the marriage works. So Hakanami Soifalias Bula Tachtov, he's become a Bula from him, Tachtov Kasha. So upon him, and here's really where we're starting. The bottom line is that if it's with Ulus Tachtov, according to Rav and Rav Yechanon, the Allah is you let us stay married, also to marry, but if you make married, you let us stay married. Why? Because Meikar Adin, it's mutter. It's not called. It's a beulas. It's beulas atzma. It's called your own beula, and that was going to happen anyway. So therefore, it's mutter. Just like Begeres Mukasei, it was going to happen anyway. Therefore, it's mutter. But Mashenkin Anusas Chaver, if it's Chaver, that's a beula by someone else. That already is a different story. That already is Loisa, and therefore, sure you need to get. Not only that, we'll see in the next Gemara. It's a shaila if the child's a chalal. Zok the Gemara Vaitem. Anusas chaveru and futas chaveru laisa v'imnasa Rav Elazar Yaakov Amar Vlad Cholov Chomer Amar Vlad Kosher. Now we know that from a suri kahuna someone's over that the vlad is a cholov. That's the halacha. So here you have to know exactly what's the bira machlokes over here between Elazar Yaakov and the chacham. We'll see momentarily. So it says in the brisa that anusas chaveru and futas chaveru. If the kohen gadol goes ahead and marries her, the halacha is you're not allowed to marry. If you met married, they have to give a get, and the shaila is, what's the matzah with the child? Rav Elazar Yaakov said, the vlad's a chol. Chomer said, the vlad's kosher. Omer Rav, hun Omer Rav, halachik, Rav Elazar Yaakov. We pass in like Rav Elazar Yaakov, that the vlad is a chol. Chin Omer Rav, gidol Omer Rav, halachik, Rav Elazar Yaakov. We pass like Rav Elazar Yaakov. Now, what's the reason for Rav Elazar Yaakov? Ika de Amri, Omer Rav, hun Omer Rav, Rav hun said, v'shem Rav, my time with the Rav Elazar Yaakov, what's the reasoning of Rav Elazar Yaakov that the child is a chol, shavala k'rabalaza. He holds like Rabalaza. Remember, Rabalaza holds panui haba apnuya shaloi l'shem ishus makes the woman a zayna. And here you went ahead and then married her. So besides for being a ba'ula, she's also a zayna, and zayna is a lav. And from chayiv lavin of kahuna, the vlad's a chol. If it just be a ba'ula, not a basula, according to this mandiyamar, there's no tzad, it's a chol. But if it's a chayv alavim, it's a chol. Now, why is a chayv alavim? Teretz is going to Rav Elazar holds panu above nu is called a zayna. So, frank the Gemara, that can't be. Why? Because we're saying we pass the Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Why? Because Elazar Yaakov is mishnas. Elazar Yaakov kavanaki. Always pass the Elazar Yaakov. Problem is we don't pass like Rav Elazar, so it can't be that pshat in Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. We saw a lot of say, "How can say Rav Elazar ben Yaakov holds a Rav Elazar?" V'kaimelon, we have a Masayra, Mishnas, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Kavanaki. We had this early on. We had it on Daf Mem, Tesla base. We had it in the Yvamas before. That Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is Kav, not so many times in Shas, but Naki. It's on the spot. And the Lachos of Pascha, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. V'ilu b'ha, but l'gavi d'alacha of Pony Abba, Pnuya, l'gavi Zaino, Omrav Amram Amrav, ain't a Lachka Rabbi Lazo. Kasha. It's Taka Kasha on this Pshat. It's Taka Kasha on this Pshat. Zokta Gemara Vaita. So that's one Mahalach of Rabbi Eliezer Yaakov, that the reason why the Vlaz Achol, because the Chayiv Elavim. Rav Ashi says, no, Rav Ashi Yom HaMiyesh Chol Mechayiv HaSeke Mifgi. The Machloik is Rabbi Eliezer Yaakov and the Rabbanon, if the child is a Chol, by Mephutos Chaveiroi, is a Shiloh of, if there's Chol of Chayiv HaSeke. Lezer Yaakov Sava Yesh Chol Mechayiv HaSeke. Rabban Savri Ein Chol Mechayiv HaSeke. That means when it's not a lav, it's only a said, is the child a chol or not? So Rabban hold, it's not a chol. Rabban Yaakov is a chol. What's the beer I'm a chalikis? I want to say from Pesukim. So the Pesuk says in Parash Emor, Perik Chof Aleph Pesuk Yudal, it says, Amon, so talking about Kohen Gadol, Amono, Ugrusha, Vechalolo, Zoyno, these four, Es Eilu Lo Yikach, you're not allowed to take them, it's a lav. Ki Im Besula Ma'ama Vikachisha, you have to take a Besula. The next Pesuk Tesvah says, So if you do it, there's going to be a chalal. So we have here in the first pasuk is Amono Grusha v'chalala zoynas elo yikach kiyim besula ba'amav. Next pasuk is Leichal Zari. So the question is Leichal Zari is going back on the whole pasuk. Pashas it is, right? So it's not the Gemara. My time, Leichal Yaakov. The chsiv Amono Grusha v'chalala zoynas elo yikach kiyim besula v'chsiv Leichal Zari ba'amav. Cool. It's going back on the whole pasuk. That means that all five of these, Amono, Grusha, Chalala, Zoyna, and Besula, not a Besula, which is a Be'ula, is a Chal, all these five are Chal, even though four of them are Lav, and just Besula is only Aseh. But they all have Le'ichal, that's Rabbi Eliezer Yaakov Shita. Rabbanon, Eila, Hefsika Inyan. You see, the Pasuk says, Amono, Grusha, Chalala, Zoyna, is Eila, Le'ichach, Kiyam, Besula, Ma'am, Le'ichach, Yisha, Le'ichal, Zare. As Eila, split them up, the four to the one, split it up. And Lo Yechal Zara is going on the four, not on the one. Eilev Sekinyan. Frey Taisvis, Lo Yechal Zara is closer to the Asay. Maybe it's only going on the Asay. So Zok Taisvis Maskel Eile. But Lo Yechal Taisvis, Le Makmino Lo Yechal Al Be'ula. Afagav Demenei Salik, even though that's the nearest one. Mishun Nen Mestavar Tveil Ukva L'Chayv Elavim. It's more Mestavar to Zetzerayin on Chayv Elavim. So Akaponim, according to the Rabbanon, it's only Chayv Elavim. According to Lo Yechal, it's even Chayv Asay. Now, what does Rabbi Eliezer Yaakov do with the word Eila? Rabbi Eliezer Yaakov, Oma Eila Lamute Nida. The word Eila is coming to be Memayit, that if a Kohen is born his wife while she's a Nida, the Vla will not be a Chol. Which, in truth, is a little bit shver, this drasha, because we spoke about before, Chol only from a Suri Kahuna. Nida is not a Suri Kahuna, so there is a Ravid in Teres Kahanim that explains that there will be happenings, like she becomes a Zoyna, and then after Zoyna, she'll become the child of Yechol. Like upon him, we're learning from Eila Lamute that if a Kohen Chas V'Shalom is born as wife Anida, the halacha is, it's not a Chol. Zog to Gemara. So that's the halacha for Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbanon, if it had a dash in the Pesukim. Kim Zog to Gemara, Kamana Oz L'Hol Tanya, who's this following Brice like? Which one do you have? It says in the Brice like this, Me'ela Ato Yisachol, V'yata Yisachol Anida. You don't make any from all those Eila, everything that in Pasuk is a Chol, besides Vanida. Who's that like? Come on, girl, Elizabeth Yaakov. Right, the Gemara, Elizabeth Yaakov, Nichtavi Le'ela B'Soif. Why Taka does it say Eila in the middle? Eila's going with the Nida, I understand, good. Why does it put the word Eila in the middle of the, between the four and the one? Put it after all five. Must be, it sounds like, that there's a separation, like the Rabbanon. Well, ends off, Kasha. So, Kaponim, that's the end of this Gemara. That we had here, Anus Chaveh, Futas Chaveiroi, if someone, basically, Kayol marries a Be'ula, Chare means any Asay, Be'ula, if you know, the Fima is the rice and all these things, the Lacha is, Shail of Chol Mechayiv Asay. According to Lezvi Yaakov, there is a Chol Mechayiv Asay. According to Rabbanon, there's no Chol Mechayiv Asay. Zok Tomorrow Vaita.
It's Kasha.
Kasha, what?
Kasha Lezvi Yaakov?
It's a Kasha of Lezvi Yaakov's Josh, yeah. We're still Paschal Lezvi Yaakov. Because it doesn't say tufta, it says kasha. Even if it says kasha, it means it is a teretz. Maybe it's a teretz, but it is a teretz. So look more about it. Tana Rabbanon. We learn next brisa. The pasuk in Parashat Emor says that a kohen is not allowed to be metamet to anyone that dies. It's a levaya. They can't go to every levaya. Only go to the only matama to the shiva krovim. Who are the shiva krovim? So you know, aviv, imai, benoi, bitoi, his wife. So these are all, and his brother, and also his sister. But the sister is a catch. If his sister is married, he cannot retire to his sister. And Lo Shapas like this. You only give a tama to a sister that sounds like a basula, and not hoysel ish, not married to anyone. Lo yitama, as I state in pasuk. So Shal is, we are dashing this pasuk for a lot of different halachas. A lot of different things. Tana Rabbanan. Achoisoi Arusa. What happens? You said if sister's married, halacha is, you cannot be metamater. If she's married, you can't be metamater. What happens if she just has a kedushin? No, soon. What's the halacha? Tana Rabbanan. Achoisoi Arusa. Ramei Rav Yehuda Oimrim metamala. Ramei Rav Yehuda says that you can metamater. Rav Yisrael Shimon Oimrim ain't metamala. And we'll see everything's in Midrash from the Pesukim. So the first machlokes is, Achoisa Arusa ki metamater. According to Ramei Rav Yehuda says metame. Rav Yehuda says, no, she's half married now. Ain't metamala. Another shayla. What happens if this Achoisa is Anusa Mefuta? Because she's a Ba'ula through being something Ma'anasar. Divakol ain't metamala. Everyone holds you're not metamala. And of course, if she gets married and gets divorced also, Eimet Tamala. She's not a Chayis HaBasul anymore, Eimet Tamala. A third case, Mukas 8, Eimet Tamala to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon now separates himself from Rav Yesi, and he speaks out, Mukas 8, Eimet Tamala. That's what he says. Mukas 8, Eimet Tamala. To Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon, Eimet Ruh L'Kohen Gadol Metamala, Shem Ruh L'Kohen Gadol Metamala. Because Rav Shimon used to say a klal. Someone's Ruh L'Kohen Gadol Metamala. Eimet Ruh L'Kohen Gadol Metamala. The next case, the fourth, The fourth thing that's machlokes here, or it's a kuliyam, the fourth case. What about a begeres? Your sister is a begeres, not a pasula anymore, not a full pasula. A begeres, metamal of the rakal. Everyone agrees by begeres is metamal. So here we have in this brisa four different cases. Achoisa arusa is machlokes. Anusa mafuta is a kuliyam, not metamala. Mukaseit is machlokes. It could be it's machlokes. We have Reb Shimon says ein metamala. And then you have Begeres, which is a Kuliyama Matamala. What's the Bia Machlaikis? And we're going to go through the Pasuk, Blachoisea, Basula, Kreve, Lova, Shlohoisla, Ishla, Yitama, and make drushes on that Pasuk. My time to Rameyev, Rabbi Huda. What's the Pshan Rameyev, Rabbi Huda? The Darsh Yachi. This is the Darshan. It says in the Pasuk, Blachoisea, Basula, that's Pratlanusa Mafuta. And that really everyone holds. It says, the Blachoisea, Basula, so Anusa Mafuta is not a Basula, so you can't be Matama to them. Very good. Yach also he might say af mukaseitz. My mukaseitz also is not a basula. Maybe a mukaseitz he can't be tamed to her. Tamaloi mashaloi hoysol ish. Misha aviyasa de ish. Only someone who became a bula de ish. But de mukaseitz, it's still you still that's still ashaloi hoysol ish. He could be tamed to her. Yachu shein avasa de ish. So we already have two drashas. Mukas 8, we know you're allowed to be metama. Why? Because it wasn't a ish. Anusafut, they cannot be metama. Why not? Because she's not a basula anymore. The next drasha, it says, Hakroiva l'rabba is arusa. Hakroiva is merabba, teaches us that arusa, you could be mentameter. That's what Kroiva teaches us. A love, l'rabba is abegeris. The begeris also you can mentame. Great thing about Akasha, while if you're a mayor of Yudod, you need the pasuk of begeris, of a love, to say that begeris, you could be mentameter, isn't she a basula? We had in yesterday's blat that our mayor's starting point is that basula means even mixes basulim. Basuleho says it has to be full and not a begeris for kohen gadol. But the word basula in the Torah, according to our mayor, means a full mixes basula. So if it means so, it says a basula. So a begeris ilar matamtu. What do you need elah for? So the Gemara itzrich sak da'ita chamin nail basula basula mahasa. I'm learning out basula from there. Malahale Naira, Afkan Nami Naira, Kamashwa, no. What does it mean from there? So Rashi says, look at the bottom Rashi, Kiyim Se'ish Naira Basula. He says, you will learn out from the case of, this is of Oinus, Oinus of Fatima, Oinus, this is Nimsa Naira Basula. Just like there is a Naira, you would think here is a Naira also. Kamashwa Pasuk, Elov, and not. That's how Rashi learns. Toysvi says, it means from Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol, since it says Basula Ha, according to Rameyer, the Lacha is, that it can be a begeres. So you think you learn from there, kamash one love that begeres you could be metama is called a basula. So that is the drasha of Rameir Rabbi Huda That's the drasha. Now we still have to explain now the drashas of Rab Yosi and Rab Shimon.